forum for frank talk about what people do for a living. Works Do.
Welcome to Work Stew. It's December 19th, 2013, and this is episode number 74. I'm Kate Gase Walton. I'm the editor of Work Stew, an online collection of essays and interviews in which people ponder their work lives. In this episode, I speak with Michelle Bowman, who has recently joined Save the Children International as the organization's director of strategy. Here's the interview. I am talking this evening with Michelle Bowman. And Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Let's start with back when you were an undergrad. What is it that you were planning to do when you finished college? Did you have a master plan to attack upon graduation?
That's a great question. I am, to this day, very envious of my friends who wanted to be doctors from the time they were 5 years old, because no, I had no sense of master plan. My degree was in history and literature, which I pursued because it was what I enjoyed learning about, and I didn't give any thought to my future career plans. And it was back in 2001, 2002, so it was before everyone had lots of internships to really direct their career. So when I got close to graduating, I realized I didn't have anything to do. I was interested in travel. I was interested in international development. I was thinking maybe I would look at media, maybe I'd apply for the Peace Corps. So I really had no idea what I wanted to do at that point.
And so where did you land? What did you choose?
So I ended up for 1 year after undergrad working for Let's Go Publications, which is a travel guide company affiliated with Harvard that I'd been working with before. And I essentially extended my college job and worked in Puerto Rico writing a travel guide, which was a pretty great opportunity. And after that, I was actually employed for about unemployed for about 4 or 5 months and went back to my family's house and did some temp work. And then moved to New York without a job and finally got a position at the American Red Cross, which was a great opportunity for me. It was a job where I was overseeing their first aid, CPR, and lifeguarding training courses, which were offered throughout the New York area. So it was a completely random topic area, but it was a great opportunity for me to get some good experience in the nonprofit world and experience management experience.
And so in the course of that position, did you start to think that a nonprofit track might be the right thing for you for years on end, or were you thinking of it as sort of a temporary stopping point at that time?
Well, it was interesting. When I was looking for the job, I thought I was doing international development work, and the job actually had nothing to do with international development.
Right, that's the association that one has with the Red Cross, right?
Exactly. We didn't do blood, and we didn't do international work, so it was very different from what you normally think of for the Red Cross. But I really loved my job there. I loved the social impact component of it. I loved the challenges that come with working for a nonprofit. And I love the opportunities I got because it was a relatively small organization. So I think that that really whetted my appetite to work for a nonprofit or something that had some sort of social cause. Although to this day, I'm working for a nonprofit now, but I don't know if I will necessarily do so for the rest of my life. But I think an organization that has some sort of social impact element to it is quite important to me.
Right. So then how did you make your way to business school? And then I saw that you worked as a management consultant. What was your thinking as you made those leaps?
It's not exactly a clear path. So at the Red Cross, I thought that I was doing a great job, having a lot of great impact, but I just lacked the skill set to do everything that I thought needed to be done. I think there's a great example where my boss came to me and said, write a marketing plan. I had no idea what a marketing plan looked like or really what marketing was, so I went out to Barnes & Noble and bought Marketing for Dummies and tried to write a marketing plan. So the reason I went back to business school was to try to address what I saw as being a gap in my skill set and get the foundations of business. And that's exactly why I went on to consulting as well, because the very typical answer is a great way to broaden your knowledge, enhance your skill set, which it did. I worked at BCG, Boston Consulting Group, for 4 years in total, and it was a great opportunity. I learned about a lot of different industries and companies. But during that time, I essentially realized that I wasn't passionate about what I was doing, and I missed the work that I had done, the type of work that I had done at the Red Cross. And I also still maintained that that love of the international world and this naive, or hopefully not so naive, goal to try and make the world a somewhat better place, which is why I just recently left BCG and to go back into a nonprofit, and I'm working at Save the Children.
And so what is your role at Save the Children?
So I'm the director of strategy for Save the Children International, which is essentially the unifying organization of all the different Save the Children members that handles their international programming. So we run all kinds of development programs for children and education, health and nutrition, emergency work in about 120 countries around the world.
So will you be on the road a great deal, or is this work that can be done from Boston for the most part?
I'm based in D.C. now, actually, and it's somewhat to be determined. I probably won't be going so much to the places where we're actually doing our development work, so the Afghanistans or Sudans of the world. And I'll be most likely working more with our fundraising countries to help incorporate them into the buy-in of our overall strategic direction for the organization.
Right. And I know that this is a brand new role. So the one question I just want to end on is, if somebody were to come to you who, you know, was a few years earlier in their career, or maybe just out of college, and looked at what you're doing and the organization where you've landed and said, gee, you know, that sounds really great, how do I follow in your footsteps? What parts of your path would you actually direct them towards? And are there any parts that you would say, hey, look, skip that step. I didn't have to do that. How do you think of what it took to get you where you are now?
Yeah, it's a very great question. I think a lot of that has to do with luck, unfortunately. And I feel like I've ended up in a great place, but not necessarily through my own planning. I think that the advantage of having good connections and a good network is immense. So I got the job at Save the Children because I had done some casework there before, so I knew people and had a good reputation. I would say that I think that I've gained something from every step in my career path, but I potentially stayed in some of those places too long. So I think in consulting and even at the Red Cross, there were diminishing returns after a while. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worthwhile to try different things when you're in your 20s and get a taste of what works well for you, but also know when to move on. And I think that's what being in your 20s is about. If someone is specifically interested in international development work, my suggestion, which I didn't do, would be to get some field experience very early on. So go do the Peace Corps, go work for a small NGO in Africa for a couple of years, because you don't have those life ties when you're those ties when you're young that tie you down. Mm. And the field really values field work. Whether it's Save the Children or another organization, having a couple of years in the field is really quite valuable. So that's something that I wish I had done.
That's interesting. And what about the MBA? Is that something that you would recommend to others following in your footsteps?
Yes, that's a great question. I absolutely would, especially if you're on the NGO path, because I feel like it gives you a lot of credibility, and not everyone is goes to business school for the academics, but I did, and I feel like I learned a lot of really good concrete skills that gave me the tool set that have allowed me to be successful in the NGO sector. So I would absolutely recommend it for that. Also for the network, it's an incredible network, and even a school like Wharton, which isn't known for being strong in the nonprofit sector, although it's getting much better, the network that I have from business school is incredibly valuable. So yes, despite the huge amount of debt, I would highly recommend the business school route.
Yes, that's always the daunting thing is the debt. Well, congratulations on where you've landed. It sounds like wonderful work. And again, I'm really grateful that in, you know, on the heels of a move and starting a new job, you were willing to get on the phone with me. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. And good luck to you and to everyone who's looking for a job.
Thank you so much.
That wraps up the interview for today. Thanks again very much to my guest, Michelle Bowman. Thanks also to M.K. Brooks-Fleming for introducing me to Michelle. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening today. The next episode will be released in 2 weeks, and I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, please let me know what you thought of the interview by sending an email to kate@workstew.com, by posting a comment on the WorkStew website, or by writing a review for iTunes. Thanks again, and bye for now.